On this day, 19th August 1971, Hume and Cooper arrested. Two more civilians were shot dead by the army yesterday, one in Derry and the other, a deaf-mute in Strabane, amidst the flood tide of protests sweeping Northern Ireland over internment. The death toll now stands at 28. Killed in Derry was Eamon Lafferty, a baker, while the Strabane victim was Eamon McDevitt. In the Derry troubles yesterday, two opposition MPs, Mr. John Hume and Mr. Ivan Cooper, both covered in dye after troops used a water cannon on the crowd, were detained for several hours. Late last night, however, they were carried shoulder high into the bogside following their release. Catholics to quit UDR. The Ulster Defence Regiment was last night faced with the prospect of mass resignations by Catholic members. At a meeting of 31 Catholic UDR men and ex-members in Belfast, addressed by Mr. Austin Curry, MP, only seven were prepared to go back on duty tonight. And it is believed that already many more of the dwindling number of Catholics in the force have decided to quit because of alleged army brutalities during the roundup of internees. An army photographer took pictures of those leaving last night's meeting. Mr. Curry said when the force was established, he was in favour of Catholics joining it. As a result, however, of army activity and the policy of the British government, he was no longer prepared to ask Catholics to join the UDR because of the decision of the British government to prop up the present unionist government led by Mr. Faulkner. Mr. Curry referred to the one-sided searches which had taken place, despite the fact that there are considerable quantities of arms in unionist areas. No freedom, no rent. Fit. Speaking at a civil rights meeting in Divis Complex and Unity Flats last night, Mr. Jerry Fit, leader of the SDLP, said the minority's clarion call should now be no freedom, no rent. Mr. Fitz said it was now becoming very clear that the unionist government at Stormont, clearly regarded every Catholic in the North as being a member of a subversive organisation. Vote of confidence in Faulkner. Mr. Brian Faulkner yesterday received a vote of support from his unionist party colleagues, Eamon Phoenix editor's note, with the situation deteriorating by the hour. The bulk of the UDR's Catholic members resigned in protest at internment, as the unionist party backed Faulkner's high-risk policy. John Hume and Ivan Cooper were charged under the hated Special Powers Act.